From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The mortgage crisis is prompting action from the Federal Reserve. It's loaning money to banks at low interest rates, and the amounts the banks are borrowing are huge. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. And Janet, first of all, why is the Fed doing this?
Well, Madeline, analysts think the Federal Reserve's getting creative here, taking a new step to ease the credit crunch and at the same time allow banks to save face. This program auctions $20 billion for banks to bid on. The interest rate for the loans that they're bidding on is 4.65%, and that's lower than the standard 4.75% banks would have to pay at the Fed discount window. Quick refresher here, the discount window, or that discount rate, is just the interest rate charged to commercial banks and other institutions on loans they get from their local Federal Reserve Bank lending facility. So anyway, before this program, many banks that actually needed cash wouldn't go to this discount window. Economist Mark Zandi with Moody'sEconomy.com says it's stigmatized. You know, it's seen by investors that, you know, if a bank's going to the discount window, it must be in serious trouble. And Zandi says this new option from the Fed gives banks a better excuse to seek a Fed loan.
The folks that bid actually could argue this makes a lot of sense. We can get cheap money, so we're here because we want to, not because we need the cash.
So, Janet, the banks are just snapping up these loans?
Well, the program's been pretty popular, Madeline, but again, it depends on who you ask. Some investors actually say, you know, it should be even lower. The rate should be lower. But banks ended up making 93 bids on more than $60 billion worth of these loans. And believe it or not, Zandi says that's a small amount of cash, but he thinks it's going to grow. And another auction like this is going to be held tomorrow.
So the banks will be able to get more money. Does that mean they will then loan out more money?
Well, that is the hope, that this is going to ease the credit crunch, but it might not be the reality because banks are hoarding cash right now. Zandi says, you know, no one's sure which institution's going to go under next. You know, today we heard Morgan Stanley announced a $9.4 billion write-down from bad loans, and Merrill Lynch and Citigroup made similar announcements about write-downs. And Zandi says it's not done. He expects the write-downs will reach $300 billion.
My guess is we're a third, maybe, if we're lucky, halfway through the write-downs. So we've got another $150 billion-plus to go. That's a lot, and there are probably some institutions that are on the very edge of solvency, and no one really knows who's next.
So, Madeline, while the markets and the banks and all of us wait for this other shoe to drop, Zandi thinks it's very possible that the Federal Reserve is going to lower its discount rate again in January, if not before then. And that wouldn't be unprecedented. The Fed's lowered its rates between meetings right after the 9/11 terrorist attacks and again back in the late 90s.
Thank you, Janet. That is Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.